Welcome back. Well, the Crows came out of the boxes flying at the start of season 2015, and just a bit of a reality check, probably first against the Doggies, and in recent weeks, the job of maintaining the Rage has fallen, of course, to Philip Walsh, the new coach, and his men, and one of those men is the vastly experienced and well-travelled Matthew Clark. Good evening, Matthew.
Evening, boys. How are you going?
Very well. It's been, look, a 4-2 start, and with so many players, key players, having a good start to the season, I imagine overall it's been a pleasing first six rounds for the Crows, though with room for improvement in certain areas.
Yeah, I think we're probably like a lot of teams in the comp at the moment. We've played some pretty good footy, and then at other times we haven't been quite at the level, so it's the most even year I can remember in a long time. So I guess it's going to probably be that way throughout the season. You're probably going to have results that fluctuate throughout the season. It's a matter of just making sure we can try and win enough.
There are a couple of players for whom injury has been, of course, I mean serious injury has been on the agenda and maybe even more important than football. The first, of course, is Brent Riley, and we'd love to know how Brent's recovery has gone. It was a shock to not just football followers. I think anybody who heard the story, even non-football fans, became invested in this very serious story.
Yeah, no, well, in terms of his recovery, it's been exceptional because it was, it was a really significant injury. And it was a pretty, it was pretty upsetting sort of circumstance originally, but he's come back really well. And obviously football's off the agenda. He made that announcement today. And I guess, probably we were aware that that was probably going to be the case at some stage. But the main thing, as you've indicated, is that his health has improved dramatically. And it did so, really quickly. We were really, it was a touch and go situation in those early hours and days. But quickly it became evident that he was going to make a recovery, and it's been a really positive one thus far.
That was a real test for a not young but new coach. We know that Philip Walsh has been around for quite a while. And when Brodie Smith was part of an unfortunate and very serious concussion clash at Etihad Stadium against Collingwood, you could see on the footage that Philip Walsh just... There must have been thoughts of what had happened to Brent, and it was beyond football. And we know Brodie's back on the field, and I'm just curious, given that his numbers are down, whether there's a notion that Brodie has not... We know he's physically recovered, otherwise he wouldn't be out there, but has he mentally recovered from that serious clash?
Yeah, no, we're pretty comfortable with where he's at. He performed really strongly the week after. The medical team at Adelaide are really thorough, really diligent. They follow the process really really closely. In fact, Dr. Potter's been part of the formation of the concussion policy across the league. So we're really comfortable in terms of sending him back out. If our medical guys clear him, then they're ready to go. And while he probably hasn't been as prolific in the last couple of weeks, he's still been a solid contributor. We're confident he will return to that All-Australian form as the season progresses.
Matthew, we'd love your early impressions of Tex Walker, the captain. What we see is on the field, but there's so much more to the captaincy, of course, the Monday to Friday stuff behind closed doors with the leadership group, with the entire playing list and with the club. How do you think he's going with it so far?
Yeah, no, I think he's embraced it, and the players have certainly responded to his style of leadership. I don't think he's changed his demeanour dramatically, but he probably... he probably just contemplates his Twitter posts a little more than he did in previous years. But other than that, I think he's just, he's going about being the player that he's always been. He's always been a vocal, member of the team and willing to put his ideas forward. I guess he's just got that slightly greater stamp of authority now. And so far, so good. He's doing really well.
And a couple of other guys doing really well. A couple of young Jakes in your defence. Jake Kelly has now got 4 games under his belt after coming off the rookie list. And Jake Lever made a wonderful debut on the weekend. A great story. He was your first draft pick last year after missing the entire 2014 season with an ACL. And he looks like he's got a lot of footy to come.
Yeah, so obviously a lot of credit to the recruiters. They put in an enormous amount of work in terms of the background on those guys. But when a player misses a full season, as he did, as Jake did in his draft year, then obviously you have to, you really have to trust the work that you've put in previous years, and then I guess also back your instinct about the character that you're bringing into the group, and I guess that's been, you know, an outstanding attribute of both those guys. Actually, I mean, it's always great when the rookies, you know, progress through the ranks and get an opportunity, and you know, Jake Kelly's been, just from the day he walked in the door, just been an exemplary in terms of his attitude and the way he's attacked the work. And his improvement has been, you know, just sort of exponential across, you know, 18 months or 2 years. And, yeah, to see him out there running around and, you know, piercing off kicks. You know, when he first came to the club, his kick was probably a little shaky, but he's becoming more and more confident and reliable and taking that first option and being a, you know, a really solid contributor for us. So, a really young backline down there at the moment. I think the addition of Cheney's been probably good for him in terms of just providing that little bit of extra experience, but they're holding up pretty well.
Two Jakes performing well, and I reckon forward planning for St Kilda would involve five Jacks. You'd shoot the dealer, by the way, if somebody dealt you five Jacks. But they're a young team, and obviously after the game against Western Bulldogs, they won't be taken for granted, not that they would have anyhow, with a lot of players that, for forward planners, require some homework because they've only just started their league careers.
Yeah, that's right. And they're, you know, it's probably, there's some similarities with the Bulldogs game where we, you know, we put in a lot of effort as a coaching group into that preparation, but they sort of jumped us and got the better of us. So and we'll be very mindful of their young up and coming stars. And, you know, the week before against Essendon, they were, you know, they were pretty strong in that performance. So their season's been really solid. You know, they've turned, you know, they've produced a really good start to the season, given that they, you know, they finished down the bottom last year.
Not they, we, Doc. You did play for St Kilda.
I'm
a St Kilda fan, and I don't want to have to remind you where your league career ended up. You're a Saint.
I really enjoyed my year at the Saints. It was, in some ways, it was a shame that I was so broken down that I couldn't play for more years there. But I had a great time. In fact, you know, I was really thankful to have that last season, and just to be absolutely sure that I was done. And they were really, you know, a really welcoming club. And, you know, even on my departure, I remember standing up on the stage and they acknowledged all the retirees. I'd played a grand total of 10 games, and there was other stalwarts of the club there that had been there for many, many years. So I felt a bit fraudulent being up on the stage, but it was a good year.
As a Saints man, believe you me, you are very low on the list of regrettable recruits to the St Kilda Football Club. We've had plenty and you weren't one of them. Doc, thanks for joining us tonight. The Crows are an exciting team to watch. Of course, Football Park has been replaced by the best ground in the competition.
Yeah.
That is Adelaide Oval, so it'll be a great game on the weekend.
Yeah, well, if you get a chance, get over, because it certainly is a great experience. It's changed the dynamic of footy in the state and even the city itself a little bit. So it's really good.
Thank you so much.
See you, boys.